This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second Money Kramer with my partner on picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Happy Saturday to the East Coast, Sean.
Happy Saturday to the East Coast. Happy Friday here in Las Vegas. And it's time for everyone's favorite sports betting blackjack.
Should you hit?
Hit me.
You have 17, sir.
I like to live dangerously.
Should you stay?
Fire.
I'll stay.
I also like to live dangerously.
Let's see what the guys choose this week on Sports Betting Blackjack.
Very easy. You can play along at home. Kramer and I play blackjack against the dealer. And each card coincides with an NFL prop here from the weekend. And like in blackjack, you don't get to decide the cards you're dealt. You're dealt that card. You got to make a case for it on the spot why you like that prop. So we got a bunch of interesting ones. Thanks, as always, for producer Johnny putting this segment together.
Would you like a cut?
Sure. I love cutting.
Oh, Kramer. No. People get weird when you actually take the cut.
Really?
Yeah, they think it's odd.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you. It's odd when you don't cut a deck. Come
there
on.
There you go.
You don't come. Untrustworthy people are
dealer
everywhere.
Showing a four of hearts. Kramer?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Eight of hearts for you, Sean. Eight of hearts.
Eight of hearts? Eight of hearts is Luther Burden III under 40 and a half receiving yards. Yeah, I think this game... I mean, if I'm the Bears, I'm looking to pound the rock more. And Luther Burden has been kind of efficient, but I know he's kind of turned into their go-to guy, but this Packers team knows how to play them. So Luther Burden, again, rookie with a quarterback making his playoff debut, I could see him not having a big game. I was playing him earlier on towards the end of the season, but I like this. This is a good time to fade him here against this Packers defense, I think. So Luther Burden III. Under 40 and a half receiving yards.
And worth noting the wind in this game. It does.
Could get a little ugly, but it's weird. I think snow helps the overs because the defense doesn't, you know, the offense knows where they're going. Defense doesn't know, but the wind really messes with the kicking game and certainly the passing game.
Gusts averaging over 35 miles an hour expected to blow would be across the field. So Caleb Williams has a strong arm though. I guess that's the counter to the counter.
Yeah. But Is he a cold weather quarterback, Ryan?
Yeah, we've established this. That he is. He has performed.
Does it strike you? You don't think well manicured nails and cold weather quarterback? But I think I don't. As someone who's on the Packers, it's not because I don't think Caleb's going to show up in cold weather. It's more he's just never played in the playoffs. I think is the bigger thing.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson, and just that rivalry there. Eight of hearts for me.
No, you got an ace, Ryan.
What did I say? Eight.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, ace of hearts. You have the eight of hearts. Puka Nacua over 90 and a half receiving yards.
It's kind of actually low for Puka. Considering the number they were hanging with no Davante Adams, and certainly that changes it, but it's your card, Ryan.
Well, and Davante Adams' number is 54 and a half. They are talking about him being on a little bit of a, they're not saying a snap count, but it does seem like Davante Adams might not be playing 100% of the snaps he normally would. And so for that reason, I mean, I like Kyren, but you have to like Puka just based on what his volume can be. If Davante Adams is limited and they don't roll him out there all the snaps, we're expecting, 10-plus targets here. Now, there is expected to be a ton of rain, wind, but Puka's a dog. He's a bad weather player, and I'm certainly not taking a Puka under in a gotta-have-it game. So give me the over 90.5, although I like the Kyren stuff better.
All Sean, right, so eight
would you like another
four?
Card?
Yeah, keep okay. The cards coming.
Another Ooh, heart. Okay. Jack of hearts. Who
Kramer,
shuffled
Kramer
this
Kramer must not have shuffled these.
Who shuffled this
Christian thing? Watson over 58 and a half. Yeah, I'm
no,
not...
No, you got Coker. Jalen
oh,
Coker.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Jack,
we're having a hard time with the cards today.
Well, we're a little rusty. I haven't done the segment in a while. Jalen Coker over 37 and a half. Jack of clubs. Now... expect a little bit of weather in this game, but I think Tech could have a big game. And then the other guy is clearly Coker. I keep, much to my chagrin, keep playing the Mitchell Evans touchdown, which I will be playing again just in case, but not officially. But Jalen Coker, 37.5, again, against this Rams secondary. I know they're getting Quentin Lake back, but I think you can throw against this Rams secondary a little bit. 37.5 is a pretty low number. Granted, you know, Bryce Young doesn't normally throw for a ton of yards. If he does have a good game, it's usually getting into the end zone. But yeah, give me the Coker over receiving yards at 37.5. I'm trying to pull, I'll pull up his, what do you think he did in that first matchup, Ryan?
He scored a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he had a 33-yard touchdown off the top of my head. And yeah, he had 4 for 74, including that 33-yard touchdown. So him to have 37.5 as someone who's on the Panthers, I think they're going to have to throw a little bit. And the other receivers besides Coker and Tet are kind of out of the mix here. Tight ends get a little bit of work. So I think it's Jalen Coker the rest of the way.
Yeah, and it does seem like that game particularly, the weather, at least the rain portion of the weather, is trending towards less than more as we get closer to kick. Okay, can I get a blackjack? King of spades.
Blackjack!
What is this?
Are you worried you wasted your blackjack here, Ryan?
I won't be playing out there. Rico okay. Dowdle over 45.5.
Oh, come on.
Rushing yards. Certainly, if he doesn't get to 45.5, this is a problem. They're getting Hunt, but they're getting the guards. The guards are healthy. I certainly think you're going to look to attack this Rams defensive front on the ground. It's gettable. And Rico Dowdle posted a couple things this week to social media that make me think he's very focused on performing well in the playoff game. Or I get caught up on the off the field stuff. But yeah, Rico Dowdle over 45.5 rushing yards. This is almost, if he doesn't get to 45.5, are we talking about a serious blowout?
I mean, this game could go a lot of different ways because of the weather, because of, I think to me, the game depends more on the Panthers' ability to slow down the Rams and more so turnover Matt Stafford. If Matt Stafford doesn't throw an interception, I think they're cooked, because that means they're playing a really clean game and they're probably moving the ball.
He had 18 for 58 in the first matchup.
18 for what?
58.
Okay. Yeah. And
if he gets 18 carries again, we're good.
We've seen a motivated Rico Dowdle before. And I would say, even if the Panthers get down, I don't think they're going to abandon the run. I think they realize they need to keep pounding. Again, that is their hashtag, nice. Keep pounding.
That big drum.
And yeah, if you want to get hyped, if you're a Panthers fan or a Panthers backer, you want to get hyped up, watch Rico Dowdle's hype video on social media. It'll get you fired up. I was ready to run through a brick wall just watching the Rico Dowdle hype video, Kramer. So I'm sitting on an 18. You're sitting on a blackjack.
Yeah, well, it's 11. I don't know. Is it 6 to 5 in here?
Can you double it?
Well, a 6 to 5 table, I'm doubling 11.
Okay, that is actually time. The play. Yes. Yeah,
of course.
Dealer showed a 4.
I did bump into, shout out to Fezzik earlier. Yes. He was wondering if we were going to be playing blackjack later. Oh, so yes. I'm sure he's watching. He would love to hear me say that the math would tell you to double an 11 against a 4 on a 6 to 5.
Well, and again, if you go deep math, it does depend on the number of decks, right?
Sure, but if against a 4, counting. 5, or 6 with the 11, you're feeling pretty good. That's a pretty good
double. It's a double down situation. Yeah. All right. Do we flip the deal or are you taking the double?
Take
the double.
Should I take a double?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I mean, Ryan, 20.
Double the blackjack. Got a 9.
9 of hearts.
9 of hearts. What do we got for a 9 of hearts?
I will say, if you ever double a blackjack at an actual table, they're going to do the whole sign to get all the cameras watching you for the rest of the night. 9 of hearts. Colston Loveland over 46.5. I have heard a lot of talk about how he has emerged to this the safety target for Caleb, and how if the Packers bring pressure, which we expect them to, Colston Loveland could potentially be one of those targets we see a little early often in terms of the hot read. So 46.5 is not much. I mean, he's also a player that has gotten better, like a fine wine, Sean. He's gotten better as the season's gone on. He's coming off a game where he had 10 targets and 91 yards. Even before that, 6 for 94. So he's becoming a big part of their offense. The number's pretty low. And I think with the blitz packages that we expect to see from the Packers, I think he's going to, assuming the win doesn't completely neutralize the passing games, this should be a smash over, just like doubling on an 11 against a 4.
All right, so dealers showing
you're good?
A four.
Yeah, you're
yeah I'll
good.
Stay on okay. an 18.
Six. The six. Dealer's got a six.
Two of spades for the dealer. 13. Monkey, monkey, monkey. And we got a monkey dealer bust. I do miss that from blackjack. But now I feel like I'm retired from blackjack and craps, at least temporarily.
Really?
I've been cold on the craps table.
Want to talk about it?
No, I mean, what's there to talk about? The dice have been cold. I keep building up these numbers and then get wiped out with those devious sevens.
Doesn't mean you go away.
Take a little pause. What about the Jack of Clubs? Can we pull up the Jack of Clubs, the dealer bust card, and see what the dealer was on? Dealer's Jack of Clubs, Caleb Williams under 205.5. Yeah, this is interesting. Game script-wise... What are your thoughts here, Kramer? I don't have a strong take on Caleb Williams. If I was dealt this card, I would talk myself into it being, hey, this is a division game. We're seeing Caleb Williams for a third time in his playoff debut. I like that matchup for the Packers, who are well-rested coming into this game.
I think this is a tight game narrative. I think if both teams come in trying to pound the rock, this makes a lot of sense. But the issue becomes if Green Bay pops their head up and takes a little bit of a lead, Ben Johnson's is going to get aggressive quickly.
Well,
so.
and Caleb has made a huge jump from his rookie season, in large part to Ben Johnson. But I would say where he's struggled is completion percentage. He still kind of misses some throws. He has moments where he lapses with the footwork, and I think that's where you can get some three and outs, some sloppy throws.
The film bros have killed him since the end of the season. Like, he's still not good.
No, I think, again, the truth is somewhere in between.
Yeah.
He's much better than he was last year. I still don't think he's at his peak form.
And he's fun to watch.
He is.
Entertaining.
He is fun. 186 last time they played. Hey, when we return, more NFL picks. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second, I'm Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
We have more NFL football to talk about, Sean.
Yes, and of course, check out Kramer, regular now on Follow the Money Friday afternoons. They got the old Kramer graphic.
You want a behind
Paulie going Kramer?
You want a little behind the scenes story?
Sure.
First time I was doing it in studio, I come in and Paulie's like clearing the papers on his side, and I said, "Please, it's an honor to sit in front of your papers." So,
well, and I know he had a computer mishap. Hopefully, thoughts and prayers for the laptop.
He seemed pretty excited about some of the picks, so I think the laptop must not be on the front of his mind. He did ask me for my opinion on every team to score a rushing touchdown plus 12,000. So,
yeah,
loves those.
Yeah, no. I liked some of those, but the bets where it's like everything in a quarter, it's just like five rushing yards in a quarter. It sounds so easy, but then I think you're minimizing your time and
rushing touchdown in every game. Which I said that the Monday night game will be the one that to surprisingly be in trouble. I think that's a sweat for me.
Yeah, because those teams love settling for field goals. And, DK Metcalf having one, and then, Dalton Schultz in that game. We'll talk about it up here. Let's get into it.
I also mentioned that maybe 200-1 for no touchdown in the Bears-Packers game. If there's some weather there, that's certainly interesting. All right, two more games to go, both of them in prime time. First up. We got a little New England. The Patriots are back to hosting playoff games, Sean. 5:15 here on the West Coast. Chargers come into town. New England's laying the full 3.5. 45.5 is the total. This is a game that, you know, I'd say pretty split opinion in terms of folks that I've talked to. I see the splits here at the circa 60% of the bets, but only 28% of the money on the Patriots. I tend to, you know, you look at the experience versus inexperience, although Herbert, not a ton of good playoff experience. Drake May has none of it. I think Drake May, we've seen all the graphics about how much the team didn't play anyone, about how they went against a really weak slate of quarterbacks. A new stat dropped today. They were the only team in the league to face a cumulative negative EPA per dropback this season, and it's not even close to the 31st team. And so I say all that to say we got John Harbaugh and a well-coached Chargers team coming to town, a defense that I think can give Drake May some trouble, and a quarterback that I'm willing to put my faith in here, catching the full 3.5 points. And why not? Play the money line. Give me the Chargers.
Jim Harbaugh, Kramer. You got John on the brain.
Oh, you're right. I do. My bad.
Both
Harbaughs are great. I've said this to you privately, but I can't wait. If Harbaugh is hired by the Giants, the thing I'm most excited for is hanging out with Justin Decker, Chargers fan, and just talking about Harbaugh stuff.
Yeah.
Just Harbaugh-isms.
Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, you look to the team that's played the tougher schedule. That's obviously a fact that helps the Eagles, and the Pats have played a pretty thin schedule. You got the fact that Drake May, you get the quarterback with no experience playing the experienced quarterback here, and Justin Herbert, even though a bit fraudulent, Justin Herbert has not shown up in the playoffs. I am going here with the Chargers with the 3.5. I think what really does it for me is this. I do think the Chargers defense, we might get a slightly better performance than we've seen out of them previously. I know the Pats are getting Will Campbell back, but I do think you might be able to get a little going here from the Chargers defense, the pass rush. And on the other side there, I think Herbert, his ability to run. Now it's been what? I think the fact that they rested their starters is big, especially for this Chargers team. Chargers, normally they were the team that, you know, of course, Mike Williams, if you remember that last playoff game, or the playoff game before that they lost, not the one in Houston, but the one they lost in Jacksonville, they were without Mike Williams because they played him in that meaningless game. Now, they did play Keenan Allen. He didn't get hurt, but I think a vet like Keenan Allen could have a good game here against the Pats secondary. And I think, you know, Herbert with his legs is really a tough thing to guard. So at the very least, I think the Chargers are going to be in this game. This feels like a true field goal game to me. I'll happily take the 3.5. And as someone who's talked a ton of smack against Justin Herbert, taking the Chargers in the 3.5, I feel like is a win-win. And there's a chance this is the ultimate middle for me. If the Chargers lose by 3, I cash my 3.5 and I get to make fun of Justin Herbert even more.
Oh,
but
no. Don't say that.
I am worried about dome teams going outdoors. Where it's less than 40 degrees, they're 1-14.
This is a Harbaugh dome team, though.
True. I don't think the Pats, they've blown out some inferior teams. I think the Chargers team are going to give them a fight. So this is a competitive game. I think 3.5 is too much. Give me the Chargers and the 3.5.
Yeah, and just
always take the 3.5, right, Ryan?
No. No, okay. Definitely not. And one thing I would also throw out, I maybe dispute your the strength of schedule gives the Eagles the nod over the Niners. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I was looking at EPA or something.
No, I'm just like, just look at the teams the Eagles have played.
Okay. I was looking at an EPA graph if you were choosing the team.
I'm a football guy.
That's fine.
They played a Super Bowl schedule.
I understand that, but you brought it up. So I was going to give out, if you were choosing the teams that had the more difficult schedule, you would be on the Rams per EPA. You would be on the Rams. You would be on the Jags. You would be on the Niners. You would be on the Chargers, and you would be on this the
EPA.
Texts. Yeah. I'm just giving you the numbers.
I don't know about your, okay. I don't know about your numbers there. Look at the 49ers cupcake of a schedule. Kramer. Oh, okay.
I'm just letting you know what the numbers say. I am on the Eagles. I'm just, if someone wanted to blindly
play twice,
if you wanted to blindly play, well, Brissett was lighting it up. If you wanted to blindly play the teams with the better schedule, that's what you would do. All right. So we're both on the Chargers.
Yes.
Shout out to the Herbies out there. All right. Texans Steelers, Monday Night Football. This is an interesting game. And like the first game of the weekend, this is one that gave me great pause as I attempted to be objective, as the Steelers are 3-point home dogs in the postseason. on Monday Night Football. The total is down to 38, Sean.
Yeah.
This is a preseason total. And you mentioned it. Aaron Rodgers, tremendous amount of playoff experience. One prop I love in this game is Aaron Rodgers to go over 20.5 completions, something he's done in the last five games. I do think there's going to be pressure, a lot of dink and dunk. And I'm not going to stop being a sucker for Tomlin with the points. I know we did the same dance last year, and it didn't work out for us in the postseason, taking the points with Tomlin against the Ravens, and they wiped that big number out. But we're going back to it. I'm fading the Texans. I'm fading CJ Stroud. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. DK Metcalf is back. He's primed to have a nice game. And I think the defense and the towels in the crowd make a difference in this one. CJ Stroud with a big interception. That's my prediction.
Well, and the stat is everywhere. If you haven't heard it, 23 straight home playoff wins on Monday night for the Steelers. The one exception was a weird COVID game that they rescheduled onto Monday, but there were no fans. So that
home wins, not playoff wins, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Home wins. Not 23. They've been cold in the playoffs, but again, this is Monday night home dog. And that's really what's separating. We went through this on the podcast, Ryan, where we did a little deeper dive. But the Steelers, the reason they've been struggling straight up in ATS is they've been on the road. Now they have a much better quarterback and they're at home and you get a dome team outdoors. I think this is also going to be a game. I'll happily take the Steelers in the points. I think they are live on the money line. And this is, I think experience does matter. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks are 64-25-2 ATS as dogs in the playoffs. So this is, I mean, you get Aaron Rodgers as a dog, you get DK Metcalf back. I think you get a better effort than you've seen in some previous instances out of this defense. I mean, the momentum, the crowd is really going to be juiced here. And this home crowd on a Monday night, I think is with really playing with house money against a dome team outdoors in the cold. This is a smash spot. I don't think as much as I kind of like the Texans defense, they kind of cooled off towards the end of the season. So I think this is a competitive game. I think you can't give the Steelers team 3 points right now.
I think they're still good. I think if Aaron Rodgers doesn't do what I said he was going to do, the pass rush is going to get there and it's going to be a problem. But I think the passing game has, since Aaron brought all his buddies in, I mean, it's a wide receiver room with Ben Skowronek, Scotty Miller, Adam Thielen, MVS. Who's who of guys who can just get open quickly. So, give me the points. Give me the money line. It's the playoffs. I'm betting every game.
Yeah, and Boswell already got his backbreaking miss out of the way.
Oh, my goodness.
And Aaron Rodgers is, as much as you might find Aaron Rodgers annoying, his enigmatic press appearances, whatever.
Married to the game, Sean.
He is. We'll never meet his wife, but he is married to the game. He has been playing some of his best football here in the last couple of years, and he's an older guy coming off an Achilles injury. It's the year after the year, and he's playing great football right now. I think this team could get on a little run here, as crazy as it sounds. Give me the Steelers +3, and they're live on the money line as well. When we close things out, paper ticket parlay is coming up next. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Got the tape measure out. Still not sponsored. Hey, yeah,
we gotta get Bill on that. Ace Hardware's a knocking.
This is like VR. You could pretend like you're touching the tip of the tape measure right here. It's coming into your living room.
You can dock. Maybe you can dock your tape measure to our tape measure.
Do tape measures dock? I never worked construction. I'm not really sure.
Feel free to mail in your tape measures. We will autograph them, mail them back.
Oh, please. I would love to sign a tape measure.
Yes, that is the dream. Any diehard SGP guys, bring out the tape measure. Do circa. Happily get a
signing something is weird in general. So, yeah, make the object weird, too.
Okay, Kramer. Here we go. I got a little tripod over here. Clocking in at a little short here. Blame the winter weather. It is chilly here in Vegas.
So
five,
cold.
5 7/8 inches. I there's
5 7/8.
Yeah. You know.
Everything all right?
Yeah. A little blood flow issue, but
they say it's the check engine light for your body.
Your dipstick.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm playing TDs. We gave out some TDs in the TD segment. Go back and check that on the podcast, VSiN Best Bets. First touchdown. I like this guy. Some say offensive rookie of the year. I'm still holding out hope for Tyler Shuck. But give me Tet McMillan to get in the end zone against this Rams defense, plus 185. Then I've been all over Dallas Goedert. I think he gets in, doing one touchdown per day. Dallas Goedert, plus 180. What are you laughing at?
I like the one touch. It's like a diet.
Yeah.
One TD per day. Dick Olsen once told us a story about how he pitched that to his wife.
Yes.
She didn't love it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Richard Olsen said, our buddy Rich Olsen.
It's a healthy diet. He's a healthy guy.
So, Tet McMillan to get in the end zone, plus 185. Dallas Goedert, plus 180 on Sunday and then Monday. He's got his boy back. DK Metcalf is hungry for that end zone, plus 230.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think he gets in?
No, that's a nice price. What are we pricing that like?
Well, I think the total is really low, right? So the total,
Stingley, I guess.
The total is 38, so they're not projecting a ton of touchdowns, so inherently that creates some, and they're 3-point dogs, so just start right there.
I'm going to the window after the show.
Again, he feels like a Davante Adams type, where Aaron Rodgers loves them. He's been getting by with these dregs of receivers. He's going to want that stallion of DK Metcalf, plus 230, plus 180, plus 185, parlay it all together, $100 pays $2,533.40. Nice, juicy tip there for the ticket writers behind the counter.
It's very modest.
Call it really?
Yeah, it's very modest.
Okay. What do you got, Kramer?
Give me that.
Saw someone watching shaking their head as I was whipping the tape measure around.
Well, let's see. We're a little shorter, so we'll say 6 7/8.
Okay.
And this is a real smorgasbord of ideas.
All right.
And like I said, this might be one of the greatest parlays I've ever put together.
Oh, wow.
Five legs.
Centipede.
Panthers, plus 10.5. Got to start with the gross.
Okay.
Packers, -1.5. So this is all normal, right? Regular Saturday. Let's just get through to Sunday. Jags, -4.5.
Oh, you're going
plus 180.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown, plus 125. And the Chargers, +3.5. Nothing on Monday. This one will cap out on Sunday night. Five legs. Panthers, +10.5. Packers, -1.5. Jags, -4.5. Alt line, +180. Anytime touchdown for Jalen Hurts, +125. And Chargers, +3.5. $200 will pay $8,385.50.
Might have to hop on that.
I swapped out. What I did was love the Eagles on the alt, but the number going in the direction that I thought it might and getting all the way up to six, I said, well, at this point, do I like Eagles -6 at -110 or Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown +125 better? You like the anytime touchdown better, right?
I like both, Ryan, but yeah, that's
a, this is the juiciest parlay I've put out so far. This one, and I even took the time to flatten it. The paper's been extra curvy down at the book, so things are good.
Yeah, you know, they have medical treatments, Ryan, if your ticket is too curvy.
Well, and there was a we have a little time I can talk about. There was a mishap where the normal where I normally keep my 7 to 8 inches.
Oh yeah,
was left back in Los Angeles.
Forgot your entire ticket sack.
It's a lot of ins, a lot of outs. Didn't get to cash anything from last week. Have zero of my normal cash stash and chips, but we made do. Shout out to the circuit for helping me out a little bit.
So, and this is not paper ticket yet.
Oh, what's
because,
this?
I was going down during the game. There was a bit of a. I didn't want to hog the ticket writer's time. These are fun to put in after, but
this is first
my Saturday first touchdown parlays. I'll play these all individual, but I'm going to be parlaying them. So three first touchdowns from the Saturday afternoon game, and then three first touchdowns from the Saturday late games. And then obviously all three of these parlayed. So my three first touchdowns from the early games, give me, as I mentioned before, Tet McMillan. He's 11-1 here. Give me Tom Tremble. He's 30-1 here. And then give me, of course, I got to go with my boy, Mitch Evans, 55-1 here. In the late game, I'm going to go with Romeo Doubs, 13-1. Josh Wiley, 67-1. And then Jordan Love, 29-1. So all these payouts are going to be pretty insane if I can get the parlay home. Even if I hit these singles, it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, so I also have my Saturday first touchdown cards for those who care.
Oh, let's reveal them.
A little bit different than normal because we're not doing the normal four quarter units, and you'll hear why. In game one, half unit on Kyren Williams, 6-1. This is the only way that I'll drop below 8-1 is go bigger than a quarter unit. So 6-1 and a half unit for Kyren Williams. Bryce Young, quarter unit, 32-1. Tommy Tremble, quarter unit, 30-1. Same thing for the late game. Josh Jacobs, half unit, 6-1. Cole Kmet, quarter unit, 28-1. And Caleb Williams, which is an auto play, 19-1, another quarter unit. I'm also going to put these all ways. So 9 total parlays where I've gone a heavier stake. I've 5x the stake on the Kyren Josh Jacobs chalkier version. So yeah, all of those pay out about 200-1. All the other ones pay in the range of 200-1. And then they've opened up Sunday, which means now do we go back? Do I do a 3-game first touchdown parlay? Is that diabolical?
I think 3-game is pushing it a little bit.
I was thinking I'd do the chalk version where I do a version with Kyren, Josh Jacobs, and Jalen Hurts.
Kyren, Josh Jacobs, Jalen Hurts.
And then maybe do ETN in there. So maybe all four. Four games. Four in a row. Imagine hitting four straight first touchdowns.
Oh, that would be insane. But Kramer, you've gotten close.
But it's not going to be four straight chalk. But it is the playoffs. And I went back and reviewed. Chalk hits a lot more in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I got my Tet, I got my Dobbs, which are relatively chalky, and then I got some tight ends and one quarterback in there.
Oh, I lied. So the versions with the running backs, with the versions with the chalk are about 200-1. The versions like Caleb and Bryce, that's going to pay you about 650-1.
So, oh, let's go.
Oh, man, I feel this. Oh, man. Bryce Young and Cole Kmet, $9,500 on a $10 bet. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is the dream to hit a first touchdown parlay. And Kramer, you're on a heater with some of these prime time first touchdowns. Why not me? Two in a row. Well, and on Saturday, last Saturday for the prime time, we split it. If we would have combined ours,
I know,
we would have hit.
It's just too many permutations. You get into trouble. It's almost like doing a superfecta. You got to do a dollar at a time. I'm going to do this pick five 275 different ways. Bam.
Bink.
It's like when you accidentally spin $1,000 at a slot machine because you thought you...
Well, that did happen at Slotapalooza where we did me doing a live slot spin. They had updated the basically how you enter in the multipliers, and I didn't realize that I had like $100 spin or something.
I did that with my shout out to the Circa. I get free play every month.
Yeah,
I go up to the high limit area. I always play this one machine. A woman sitting in the chair. So I go to another machine. I'm like, this looks good. And my normal spin would be like $9 or $10. I somehow managed to do $190 one spin. Poof, gone. I always feel like such a dummy.
Yeah,
such a dummy.
But hey. Hashtag DGens only.
You live and you learn.
Kramer, are you going to be putting any late action in the at the window?
I'm going to be, I think an anytime touchdown parlay will be added. Okay.
One more for the road?
Yeah.
All right. I can see myself. Who's a guy you don't have on the card you're going to add late, you think?
That's a good question. Check good back tease. With me after the break.
Good tease. When we close things out, our best bet, Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on Visa.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Sack of the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
I was just looking at my list and realizing it feels short. So maybe I do need to go back to the window and add some stuff.
All right. Best bets. Kramer, I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
They're all paper tickets. Give out a lot, but here are some of the favorite. Give me the Green Bay Packers on the money line. Call it 125 here at Circa. Give me the Carolina Panthers plus 10.5 points. Historic home dog. You know I'm always going to be all over that. Give me Dallas Goedert to get in the end zone. Call it a plus 180, I think Circa has it. And then Pittsburgh Steelers catching 3. I also do like the money line, but we'll call it 3 here. Los Angeles Chargers, 3.5 on the road. And the Jacksonville Jaguars as a pick. That's my card. Kramer, what do you got?
I'm thinking about two things. Like I didn't pull the trigger on a Packers paper ticket, and you taking the money. Maybe I should do that, but every time I go back to the window with the sides, it doesn't work out. So maybe I shouldn't do that. Jacksonville for me in pocket at pick. One thing I do have to go back to the window. I lied earlier when I said I didn't have to grab any. I do have to grab the alt number. Cause I was having a little conversation down there, and it was crowded earlier, but I wanted to see if there's any higher alts being offered past the 4.5 plus 180. Give me the Eagles minus the 6. Again, I put Hurts in the parlay plus 125. I like Hurts anytime touchdown plus 125. That's in pocket as well, but I am going to lay the 6 with the Eagles. I do think they take care of business here. And then the Chargers plus the 3.5. Chargers also playing the money line, a little half and half there. Reminder on the pleaser, Sean, Rams minus 11.5, Jags minus 6.5, Eagles minus 11. Oh, I'm sorry. Rams minus 17.5.
CJ is crazy.
Is he?
But that's how we hit these is on the,
you can't like all the legs.
That's true.
Jags minus 6.5, Eagles minus 11.5. I might have to do a second pleaser with the Chargers, Jags and Eagles. Anytime touchdowns I like and are in pocket. Kyren Williams, minus 130. Josh Jacobs, minus 115. Quentin Johnston, plus 230 or plus 250. Little typo in the sheet there. And 2 touchdowns, plus 2,000. Jalen Hurts, anytime, plus 125. This is like a double anytime bet for me. Jalen Hurts in the playoffs has been good to me. Tim Patrick, 11-1 on the anytime. And then, as I mentioned earlier, 100-1. In the first touchdown market. Brock Purdy, plus 650 on the anytime. Again, I like both quarterbacks. I'll probably end up doing a same game on Hurts and Purdy to score together. Here's the leaders that I like. Josh Allen, most pass yards, plus 960. Justin Herbert, plus 1,400 to have the most passing yards in the wild card round. Kyren Williams, most rushing yards, plus 975. Travis Etienne, 12-1. And then most receiving yards, Quentin Johnston in a smash matchup, plus 6,500. That's all I got. And I'm probably going to be on Indiana. I can't bet on Miami. I'm never going to bet on Miami. When I was in school, that was the main rival, them in West Virginia. So we didn't even know what a Wahoo was.
Now, are you gonna try and take the 7? Are you worried about laying the 7.5? The thing that scares me off of Indiana is, man, just that Miami defense, that defensive line. And if they get a couple of those, the balls to bounce their way.
Yeah, but Colby made a great point earlier when he said
Fernando Mendoza coming home to Miami. That's
a great point, too. Yeah. But the point of it felt like Miami should have been taking care of business by a lot more. And that's what it feels like to take Cristobal in a big game. And so that would be the counter argument. I also, a couple of the scout NFL draft types that I follow didn't have the best feedback for some of the components of the defense against Ole Miss. And so I'll be curious to see how this Indiana team with a plan ends up doing against Miami, because that's the area where it's so hard to think Miami's going to have a good plan compared to Indiana.
Well, the physicality I thought Miami brought to that game.
Yeah, but who is Indiana not punked? Like, who have they not punked yet?
But I'm saying they haven't seen, like, this Miami team that's been playing in the playoffs that went on the road at College Station, very physical game. The game against Ole Miss, very physical game. They punked Ohio State, a very physical team. Norway, yeah. Ohio State. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Indiana just beat up Oregon, who is a fairly physical team. That run the ball down your face.
I don't know. That's why, I mean, in part why I was all over Indiana this time was I thought Texas Tech really beat them up, but just they could not get anything going offensively.
Also, Mendoza versus Beck. I know Beck has been playing better.
Yeah.
I'm still taking Mendoza in that matchup. 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, I'm just making a case for and devil's advocate, truly, the Miami Devils of just this, you know, this perfect story, Cignetti, Midwest, you know, the just all shucks Fernando Mendoza, and then Carson Beck and the bad boy Miami Canes, the U throwing up.
This is the country boys versus the convicts, right?
I'm making a case the bad boys sneak one out here. I don't know if I got to think on it more because the Miami defense being able to make this a game.
Cignetti after the first quarter when he was just so safety gets injured. One of his 11 defenders gets injured.
Yeah.
The guy replacing him clearly not lining up correctly. He takes most of the quarter interview to point out how disgusting it was, how they were playing defense in the one drive where Oregon looked good. And he then goes, and the offense had a nice comeback there. So, and then he just walked away. And then from that point on, the defense locked down. So, Cristobal versus, and Coach O is going to be on the sideline for Miami. It's not just Michael Irvin.
That's a point for Miami, if you're asking me.
Yeah, Coach O, I believe, has two sons that coach on the staff. The take I'll be crafting is them, Miami being at home hosting this is not good. And it's not going to give them the fan advantage, which would normally be the positive. And so, yeah, I think, you know what? Let's get some alts going.
Really?
I can't bet on Miami. And I do think there's a chance Indiana does the same thing we just saw. They don't take their foot off the gas. It's a semifinal game. You're playing someone next week. You're up 30, and you're still putting out Mendoza to smash. I think they're on a mission. I think Cignetti, this is how Cignetti recruits. And I think he's one of those guys. You want me not to run the score up on you? Stop me.
Yeah, they just look so incredibly locked in. And I mean, going back to when they beat Oregon in Oregon, it was just game on for Indiana and the Hoosiers there. Kramer, your Jags, big game, one of the biggest in franchise history. Can I get a score prediction? Jags hosting the Bills.
34-21 Jags.
34-21 Duval. Well, you had it.
Actually, hold on. 34-20.
Okay. Because I do have Dawson Knox, two touchdowns and some crazy parlays.
Yeah, the minus 13.5 alt is also something I've already.
Adjust your score prediction.
You know what? 41-21.
41-21.
41-21.
You're not worried that do the Jags call off the dogs at some point, Ryan?
Eventually. I do think Tootin to score the last touchdown now that you bring it up. That's fun. Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, coming up next, stay tuned here to VSiN. Of course, tomorrow, start your day with the VSiN Weekend Morning Line with our good buddy Tim Murray kicking off at 9 a.m. East. I'm sure Tim is getting you locked in, ready to go for all things national football. I'm sure he's going to be racked into the college football semifinals here and getting you ready for kickoff on Saturday. Good second screen experience. Live bet Saturday at noon East, and then ready, set, bet at 6 o'clock. Bunch of in-game wagering opportunities. The guys reacting live. And of course, keep it locked here on VSiN. Of course, a big thanks to everyone tuning in. Always appreciate it. Big thanks to our guest, Colby Dant. Follow him. Oh, college football experience, college basketball experience. Again, those guys crush it. College basketball, good time to get in now. They do a daily college basketball show. A lot of fun there in the chat. Stream it live over on YouTube. Of course, check out our show over on YouTube, Sports Gambling Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to be doing two live pregame shows this weekend, 1 o'clock West Coast time on Saturday, and then 9 a.m. on Sunday. Kramer will be releasing his live first touchdown card there exclusively, youtube.com/sportsgambling podcast. Big thanks to producer Johnny. And of course, as always,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green. He's Ryan.
Pre-game shows in 13 hours, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.